Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. And so it is that the meeting ends like it began, with a short message of compassion and love, and some reminders of what has transpired this day, which is no accident. The planners of the meeting never tell the speakers what to say. They never ask them what they're going to present. They just know it'll be appropriate. And all day long, you've heard a message. And the message was a self-empowerment message that things can change and that they can do so with you doing it. This is the Kryon message, and always has been. That the shift of the planet's consciousness will begin to reveal truth. And the truth will enhance consciousness to such a degree that all the things that have laid there in the old energy and never changed will begin to shift as well. We've told you that old souls lead the way. And we've told you that there's a reason why you sit today on one of the largest quartz crystal nodes and deposits in the world. We gave you information at the crystal mine about why it is here and what it's for. Years ago, we gave you the list of the nodes and the nulls, which are really Pleiadian time capsules. There's nothing in the time capsules. They're called time capsules because they open at the right time. And this is one of them. The teacher Bruce today has described the fact that humanity is programmed and programmable. With free choice, you seek your own level, what you think, what you do. And in the process of living at a consciousness level that you have chosen, you literally program yourselves over and over. And it extends all over the planet in every single place you can imagine. It's done in education, it's done in medicine, it's done in chemistry. And what you have today is a summary. It's a confluence of the past. There are ripples even this day of what people expect tomorrow from the doom and the gloom. The potentials lay there and always have of the end of the planet, of the problems that are going to occur. And the ripples are so strong that even though you have changed the future, even though the prophecies literally of the old days are gone and did not happen, the ripples remain and the ripples continue to program those. Even the precogs, even the psychics, they see the ripples and they say that's what's going to happen. And they don't understand that something grander has occurred. And that's where the node comes in. Crystalline energy remembers. The Pleiadians have prepared this node for information. That is original. Original. And the original information on this planet was compassion is king. And that all things human will respond to that, the best energy, the most confluential energy, the most coherent energy, which is compassion. That is the source information. This node will be activated in a few days. On target, without accident, there will be pineal tones sung here. They'll be in this room. And that is the key, again, that unlocks this node and its respective pairing, which we will then describe to you at the choir. And what it does is release original information which goes around this planet and deposits itself on the crystalline grid, a fast track to rewriting the future. You made it. The prophecies of the indigenous are correct. You made it. And with that comes a complete shift of consciousness. Oh, dear ones, it's slow. Two steps forward, one step back, continually. It's slow. Again, we tell you, if you want a constant stream of negativity, watch the news. If you want to know what is really happening, tune in to the source, which is yours to tune into. What was the original programming? Oh, let me ask you some questions right now. Things when you were growing up, things that you've learned about the planet, the things that sit on the crystalline grid, what have you told about survival? How does one survive on the planet? Look around. How many people do you step on to get ahead? Is the idea of a compassionate survival, a win-win, a getting along, a coming together, is that how you survive? Or do you encircle yourselves and compete for resources and fight the others who want the same thing? That's going to change. When you were growing up, what were you told about the others around you? The ones who are not like you. Were you told to beware of them because they are different? They'll take your things. They're not like you. Or were you told that they come from the same creative source? Were you told to look at them and find God first and smile at them? That's original information. Not where it went, not how you're programmed. How were you told to act in public with others? What was the prime directive of all that you see around you, whether it was school, who taught you, or parents? How are you supposed to act? And I will tell you that it echoes survival. You put yourself in a bubble, in a shell. You don't say much. Watch your back. Always expecting the doom to happen. That's not original information. The information that's original says that all those around you have God inside, and you can treat them accordingly. You can meet them, and you can greet the God in them, and they will greet the God in you, and together you will make things happen, because those who think together will make a stronger influence in the planet instead of those who fight for everything. That's the original information. Dear ones, this node is ready to go. I know it's esoteric to think the best information could be put on the planet again in a special way. It has to be. How else could you erase what you've done? How else can you reprogram a grid that only has had war and suffering and more war and more suffering and remembers just that and only that? How else? This is the fast track. This is the reason for the node. It always was. It's the reason you're here. It's the reason the conference is here. There are no accidents. I could have told you 20 years ago that this was the ripple. Not that which you expected, because this has happened before on other planets. And you're part of it. What were you told about God? Really, what were you told? Worldwide, what were you told? How long did it take you to figure out there was one source? It's been pretty recent, hasn't it? And what do you do with it? You argue about how to worship it. You surround yourself in groups of ones who are doing it right and doing it wrong. Hundreds separating instead of coming together. That's not original information. The original information says there is one soul, split into many parts, all belonging to each other, all recognizing each other, all looking to one place at the same time. That is the truth. That is why you're here. To look at what source really might be for the galaxy, for the universe, a higher purpose involving you here on the planet in a beautiful way, not a suffering way. That was original information. And finally, what were you told about who you are? Were you told you were nothing? You were told you were perhaps born dirty. Born dirty. How did it get there? After the original information was so clear of who you were and why you were here, it has come to this, and it's come to this so quickly that you are born dirty and don't deserve to have God even look at you. Does that sound correct to you? Old soul, born magnificent and beautiful as light on this planet, that's who you are, and that's original information. You wonder why there's a sisterhood. You wonder why there are discoveries that have been talked about this very day. You wonder why the biology is starting to be seen as something that includes beauty and excellence, and is programmable to beauty and excellence. That is original information, and it's coming in, and it's coming in, and it's coming in. That's a great way to close the day. Think about what you've heard. Think about what you've seen. Think about the proofs that are here. Think about why you're here, dear one. And what's next? Go from this place differently than you came. And so it is.